The Greater Sudbury Cubs improved their record to 8-2-1 after sending the visiting Powassan Voodoos packing on October 5. The Cubs battled their way to a 5-4 at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. While Sudbury went on to win, they didn't draw first blood. That honor would go to Powassan's Reese Smetham, who chipped a backhander over the pad of Cubs netminder Noah Bolne to make it a 1-0 game. Some 90 seconds later, Noah Cohan slammed one past Voodoo's goalie Cannon Flagel to tie the game at one apiece. Still in the first, the Cubs would take the lead when Cameron Walker fed a pass across the crease to rookie Marshall McCharles, who made good and put Sudbury up 2-1. Walker and McCharles would team up again halfway through the first, with Walker firing a pass over to McCharles, who redirected it through Flagel's legs to make it a 3-1 Cubs game. The high-scoring first continued when Powassan's Jack Kelly sent a one-timer bullet from the slot past Bolne to make it a 3-2 game. There was still more scoring to do in the first, though. In the final minute of the period, the Cubs' Billy Biederman converted a crisp Oliver Smith pass into a goal to give Sudbury a 4-2 lead. The second period went mostly scoreless until midway through the period, when Sudbury's Noah Cohan whistled one past Flagel to make it a 5-2 game. The Cubs are leading the NOJHL in goals so far this season. Down a skater with 5 minutes remaining, Powassan broke out on a 3-on-1 with Sean Tees banging in a shorthanded marker. The Voodoos did get a buzzer beater, but it was too little too late, and the Cubs won 5-4. With the result, Greater Sudbury improved to 8-2-1-0, while Powassan dropped to 6-4-0-0.